40 Wings post-game interview.
What a wonderful game you had this afternoon. Our Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, Michael Rudd, standing alongside Jane Birch.
Yes, well, I've been rehearsing this introduction a little bit because you keep getting nominated as the pest from your own teammates, but I reckon that you'd be right up there with opposition teams as well. You were an absolute pest today. The number of marks you took down there in defence was incredible. We'll have a look at the stats a little bit later on, but fantastic game by you, and it didn't look like you were going to miss one of those marks, whether you're four deep or, you know, just in the one-on-one. So congratulations on a fantastic game.
No, thanks, Birchie, and thanks the lads over there. Beautiful introduction as always, and I was having to listen to Fletch last week. He threw me under the bus, so. But if any of you want to go for dinner, we can, and I'll show you I'm not a pest. But the marks, yeah, it was just, it's easy when you're a spare and you can just fly over the top. Like, we've got Spragi and we've got Hammer Burke. Like, he's had an amazing season, both of those boys, and they just hold their man the whole time. So it's seriously, it's credit to them, because I can just jump and fly and back myself in and don't have a man, so it makes it easy.
Must be a strange game too, when you pretty much just play at one end of the ground and then having to actually switch on from that defensive mode to then the forward mode as well. So you were down that southern end of the ground, either as the spare, like you said, in defence, or when you were going that way, obviously, as a key forward. So it must be a funny feeling.
Yeah, it's weird. Well, it sort of happened last week as well. I was hoping West would look after us with no wind, but it was a bit of a repeat. But yeah, no, it's all right. I think the crowd, our boys, our Resi's boys, sit right there on that pocket, so it excites me a little bit when I'm down there. It's better than the quiet end. But yeah, it's just something to adapt to, and I think it's a really good lesson for me too. I haven't played much spare back, so going back there and trying it out is pretty enjoyable for me, so yeah, I enjoy it.
Well done, Ruddy. This group is a completely different group to what you were part of 12 months ago that went out in straight sets, and here you are 12 months later. What's changed with this group, other than the fact there's a lot of personnel that have drifted away and gone elsewhere, and you know, these young kids that, you know, I look at Bartolo, I look at Elliot McDonald taking a wonderful mark in the forward pocket, you know, obviously Hamish Burke, that they've just taken their opportunities.
Yeah, I think it's definitely got to do with the movement at the end of last year. I mean, we had a great team last year and we're pretty disappointed, but obviously we had like 10 people move on, and then with that, yeah, as you say, opened up opportunities for Bart and Elliot and all those boys. And I think because we've played a bit of junior footy with all of them, we sort of bring in this new connection that there was never there between the older boys and us. So it sort of works really well, because we've got a blend of ages all the way through. So yeah, it's a good group and we're really excited.
Michael, I'm going to make it my personal ambition in over the summer to get you not only a VFL pre-season, but actually get you to play. So Rainer will hate me for this, but to play VFL football. You're absolutely unbelievable today. You've had a great season. For the life of me, I cannot understand how you've not played football at Carlton this year. They have got no idea what they're doing, and we will get you wherever you need to go.
It's a bit hard for Carlton to play when he's at Port Melbourne.
Port Melbourne as well. That's right. That one too. What's McAdoo? Anyway, that's another story. Just your season itself, you obviously had to play a few different roles and a few different bits and pieces. So how have you found the season yourself personally, from your development?
Yeah, I think it's been one of my better seasons, and I think you know, it's probably not as a forward, like not kicking heaps of goals or you know, dominating down that end on the scoreboard and stuff, but probably more just getting up and making a contest and then being that player who can go up in the wing or up into the mid or go back and go on the ruck and help Fletch out. So I think just adding a bit of versatility, a few strings to the bow, and yeah, look, working on that all season has helped me and will help me going into further finals. So,
and I think a few people at the end of last season probably would have thought, well, okay, Paddy at that stage wasn't back at the club and Dobbo had left, so they were wondering possibly where goals were going to come from, and they probably looked at you, but I think it's been great to obviously have Paddy back in the team, but to have Sam Burke there as well, you're able to not just have to worry about kicking goals every week, you can just play your game.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like, credit to those two. They are stars and they don't get enough credit, I reckon. Like, they're seriously some of the best players I've ever played with, especially Paddy and Burkey. Like, they're amazing. What they do each week, you know, just what they're going to bring. So yeah, as I said before, with Spragi and Hammer, it makes it even easier up forward knowing they're going to hit the scoreboard and impact. So, yeah, it's pretty good.
Thanks to 40 Wings, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking with our Leopold Sporty's Player of the Day, Michael Rudd, he's Rowan McSparran on K-Rock Footy.
Fantastic game today, Ruddy. Are you surprised that no one actually come anywhere near you when you're taking so many marks?
I'll give it to the wind. I reckon I just was able to read it a little bit better, and it just sort of fell into my hands a few times. So
fell into your hands, I doubt that, mate. You read the ball really well and got sticky mitts. I would have sent someone to you a little bit earlier to try and negate your influence on the game.
Yeah, well, I think someone came over in the second, but as soon as they came over, it was on our backs to even it up and let me be spare again. So, like, I can't take any credit when they're doing that and they're on their man just as tight as they were. It helps me tremendously.
I think Birchie touched on it earlier, where you played this one end of the ground, the southern end of the ground, all day. It shows an amazing amount of trust from your coaches to give a young fella of your age the responsibility to play, obviously, as the key forward and then the spare back. It shows a lot of trust from your coaches.
Yeah, well, it's pretty, like, pretty. I'm pretty honoured to be able to do that and be in that position where they back me in, especially both of them. Like, they're amazing. They give me the best advice, and they just back me in each week, no matter how things are going or what it is. They'll always back me and keep me there, and let me know how I'm doing. And they're amazing coaches, and that adds to our group as well, of why it's so exciting, because they're just as exciting as us, and they're really good. So.
Well, you keep playing footy like that, mate, and as Jay said, you'll be up playing VFL in no time.
Yeah, Rowan and I will be personally ringing Brendan McCartney tonight after this interview. Now, Ruddy, this is payback time. Now, are you swinging hands? Have you got a nice little partner?
Yes, I do. Yes. Vinnie Capodonna's daughter, South Bowen legend.
Oh, wow. So, wow, well,
yeah, Sienna. She's
former Geelong Falcon.
Yes. Be very careful there, Michael, please.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years now. I think me and Vin are all right.
Are you sure? Okay, just make sure.
I do say, if he ever gets a bit lippy, we say, I'll take it to the square, Vin, and see how we go. But anything below the knees,
okay.
I think he has.
Ruddy, can I give you a tip? Just be very careful, okay? Because there's not only Vinnie Capodonna, but there's a thousand other Capodonnas as well.
Oh, yeah, there's Sicilian there.
Absolutely.
I've seen the movies, don't worry.
Absolutely.
Godfather.
Oh, very nice. Well, now you look after her, and you'll take her to the Leopold Sporties. But if you were going to take a good bloke from the club, who would you take to the Leopold Sporties for a feed?
Good bloke.
A good bloke. Just one. Just a good bloke you take down
there.
A few
of them have thrown me under the barrel here, so I'm scraping along to find some.
You are.
Elijah Wales is just there. He's a beautiful family man, great man, and I'll take him for a feed for sure.
No, I could see you take Walesy. That's a good idea. Hey. That's a good idea. Now, this is payback time, my friend. You just throw as many under the bus as you like.
Yep, all right. So we'll start with Fletcher Hughes.
Yeah, nah, reptile.
No way. He said, I'm messy. He's just as bad. Coordination fork to mouth is not as good for the ruckman, so we'll give him that. And we'll go Paddy Dowling. I'll throw him under as well.
Yep.
Can't remember if he threw me under ever, but just a bit of a pest as well. Doesn't smile much, Paddy, so you got to...
No.
He won't be very happy.
Why is he not happy with the world?
I don't know. He said he's a bit gassed after today, so fair enough. But, yeah, he's always thinking about something. He's never got a smile.
Right.
Elliot McDonald, no way. He's trying to look like me. He's got my hair cut, and I've been mixed up with him a few too many times. I can't stand it.
Not in the commentary, sure.
Oh,
and then
it.
Probably just I'll throw someone else under. Just he runs water for the Rezzies, but Geordie Pollard, just him. He drinks too many beers and he gets real out of hand, so I can't trust him either.
What about the water boy in the twos is copping a hammer, and I love it.
About the service for the club, whack.
Geordie Pollard, the volunteer of the year, he just gets whacked by Ruddy. I love it. I love it, Michael.
Oh, that's funny.
See you on Saturday.
Yeah.
Look forward to the preliminary final. Pass on the regards to the old boy, will you?
Yes, will do.
Haven't seen any Gander clothing for a while.
Oh, really? No. All right, we'll get some vouchers to everyone there. Don't worry.
That'd be good. If you could look after that, it'd be much appreciated.
Beauty. I'll do it. I'll sort it this week.
You're a good man. See you, Ruddy.
Thank you, guys. Back us in.
Michael Ruddy, how good.
He's a legend.
He is.
So good.
40 winks, find the perfect bed for your body.
40 winks, post-game interview.